In Spain's Catalonia region, thousands of protesters take to the streets for the seventh day in a row. They're asking for the release of 9 Catalan separatist leaders who were sentenced for their role in the 2017 independence referendum deemed illegal by Madrid. Lucía Benavides reports from Barcelona.
More than 500,000 protesters filled the streets of Barcelona on Friday, chanting freedom for political prisoners. Many of them had walked more than 60 miles from various Catalan towns in what they called the Marches for Freedom. But as the evening wore on and protesters headed home, the younger crowd moved on to a second protest in the city center. One of them was 23-year-old Miki López, who was wearing a scarf to cover part of his face. This is a response to the strict rules that Spain is imposing on Catalan leaders, he tells me. That night, protesters, mostly students, burned trash bins and barricades to keep police from dispersing the crowd. But police officers advanced anyway, with rubber bullets, tear gas, and a water cannon. It was the fifth night in a row that peaceful daytime protests turned into violent clashes at night, injuring dozens of protesters and police officers.
Esto no puede seguir así. Barcelona no se lo merece.
Barcelona's mayor Ada Colau spoke the following morning, condemning the violence. In Catalonia, anger towards Spain has been accumulating for years. The pro-independence movement peaked in 2017 when the region held an independence referendum that Madrid considered unconstitutional. The leaders who organized the vote were sentenced on Monday to terms of up to 13 years for sedition and misuse of public funds.
Es inaceptable. Es que
19-year-old Mayol Cudón calls the long prison sentences unacceptable and an attempt to criminalize the independence movement. For NPR News, I'm Lucía Benavides in Barcelona.